On 90.3 KAZU, I'm Mary Jane Peters. Natividad Medical Center in Salinas is seeing a growing number of patients who only speak indigenous languages from Mexico and Central America. This creates a communication problem that could be a matter of life and death. So Natividad came up with a solution that will not only help its patients, but potentially indigenous language speakers across the nation. KAZU's Krista Almanzon reports.
In a hospital room at Natividad Medical Center in Salinas, Modesta Gonzalez sits up in her bed. Her husband, Urbano Garcia, is by her side, and their newborn baby girl lays asleep in a bassinet. They're meeting with one of the hospital's lactation consultants.
The importance of breastfeeding that we want to either have.
But since the couple doesn't speak English, they're relying on an interpreter. Two, actually. First, interpreter Victor Sosa relays the information in Spanish to Angelica Isidro, who then speaks to the couple in their language, Mixteco. Modesta and Urbano live in Castroville, but are originally from the Mexican state of Guerrero. Without an interpreter, the couple gets by on Urbano's Spanish. But since they arrived at Natividad, he says they've been grateful for Angelica's help.
I feel better speaking my own language rather than Spanish.
Not only is the couple more comfortable, but Victor Sosa says it's simply safer.
Even sometimes when we think the person speaks enough English and they're understanding, you know, what we are explaining may be different than what the patient really understands. And so potentially that could be very dangerous.
Sosa is language access coordinator at Natividad Medical Center. Sitting in his office, he scrolls through a spreadsheet listing the indigenous interpreters he has on call and the languages they speak.
Nahuatl, Maya, Apache, and Amusco.
In all, it lists about 10 indigenous languages and more than 100 interpreters. That's because within these languages, there are variations.
We have to identify where the township or distrito they're from to make sure that we get the right language and the right variant. Because if it's different enough, they won't understand each other.
Since the Indigenous Interpreting Program was launched about 3 years ago, the number of Indigenous interpretations has gone up. The hospital now does more than 100 a month. Mixteco is the most common language, followed by Triqui, another Indigenous language from Mexico.
They're not a huge percent of our population, but they impact us greatly when they come in.
That's Dr. Peter Chandler, an OBGYN and chief of staff at Natividad. He's one of the doctors who pushed for an indigenous interpreting program. He says the breaking point was when he had a Mixteco-speaking patient who needed an emergency C-section, but refused.
So they ended up having to get other consultation from people in their community, and that took time. And luckily, everything did work out okay, but it is very intimidating, and it makes our job very difficult.
It's a frustration felt beyond the hospital. Again, Victor Sosa.
We began to get calls from other areas, from the county here locally, from social services, from government agencies, state agencies. And the nature of the calls were that they had a pressing need for an interpreter, but didn't know where to go to find an interpreter.
So this month, Natividad relaunched its program, now called Indigenous Interpreting Plus. The service remains free for its patients, but for a fee, Natividad is now offering its network of interpreters and interpreter training to hospitals and agencies across the nation.
We have worked with them twice now since they've officially become Indigenous Interpreting Plus.
Maureen Keffer is with California Rural Legal Assistance in Oakland. She says her group has worked with Indigenous farm workers from Mexico for decades. And while they have their own Indigenous language speakers on staff, she still sees a great need for this service.
I think that for decades, really, agencies have been treating Indigenous language speakers as if they were Spanish speakers, and then being really kind of surprised or, you know, disappointed when they're not communicating well.
Natividad's Mixteco interpreter, Angelica Isidro, helped Victor Sosa create Indigenous Interpreting Plus. She says the service is important to her community.
Yo creo que es muy importante porque ellos...
I think it is very important for the community that they understand when they come to the hospital what is wrong with them. That's very, very important. That when they leave happy, that they were treated well, they were looked after. I think that's very important.
Right now, the Natividad Medical Foundation is funding Indigenous Interpreting Plus through community donations, including large contributions from local agriculture businesses. But the hope is the service fees will eventually be enough to support the program. Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.